Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the old wooden shack. Oh, my chiller fillers, this is the show that can only be heard in the dark. So turn off all the lights now, because this is where every day is Halloween. Welcome to Night Owls Radio with your hostess, the mysterious Myth X. The lock line is open to talk to the host. Dial 646-595-2579 as if there's anybody listening live. We only accept live calls.
Amazingly, no, you did not hear wrong. I do have the switchboard open. Switch. Ask 646-595-2579. As if anybody's really listening in. The switchboard was up, then it's down. Now it's down again. Now it's up. It was up, down, up, down, up, down. But if we can get it back up again, you can. If you are listening live, you can call 646-595. As I choke my way through the cobwebs yet again. 646-595-2579. Live, my chillers. Spend your little Saturday evening with me. Wrap it up, as it were. That's a wrap. Wrap it up. Saturday night. The big red bow. Yeah, we're wrapping Saturday up with a big red bow. I'm pulling another one out of the old chest. Oh, I've got to open up this red chest of drawers, and it is so heavy. So heavy is this chest of drawers here in the old wooden shack. There it goes. As we have the creaking door in the old wooden shack, too. This is Miss X, the vampirist, Dracula's main squeeze, crawling out of my marble, still cold after 9 years coffin, to bring you Phantom Planet. Oh, those cobwebs. What cobwebs, I'm telling you. Here in the old wooden shack. Well, this one, you might know about it. I don't. But it's on in the background right now in the old wooden shack. We have to turn the sound down on the old Phantom Planet. That's old, beautiful black and white film from 1961, of which you, my chiller thriller listeners, probably know more about this film than I do. But here we're having an old-fashioned horror film nightgown party, and we're doing all sorts of hairstyles tonight. Oh, well, earlier Miss X had a medieval to 1800s braided twist for her hairstyle. The actor in Phantom Planet that I'm looking at right now has a lovely little blonde crew-cut spiky thing going on, you know, with all the gel and everything in his hair. He really looks quite cute, and I know you know the name of the actor, but I don't. You humans, oh, I wrote it down somewhere. Let's look on the little piece of paper. What I hold here in my hands, well, it's the piece of paper all about tonight's film, yes, well. First of all, really briefly, listener mail, you are super cool in Alienville, New Mexico, exclamation point, because we do have listeners to this program in New Mexico. I found that out today. All the magic of the internet showed me that I've had little visitors from New Mexico, and they're not aliens. Though you know about the alien activity that supposedly goes on in New Mexico. Of course you do, because you're just a fan of the supernatural, or you wouldn't be listening to the show. I mean, you're not just listening to it to hear the dulcet tones of my beautiful voice, are you? Okay, so I just wrapped up the ending of Phantom Planet. Oh, man, turn this off. And, you know, fortunately for me, I think it's fortunate anyway, it's probably fortunate that the DVD player, being a cheap $10 kind, was skipping, skipping through Phantom Planet 1961. So we had to pause Green-Face Frankenstein and me, who's invisible, by the way, and do our deep knee bends because, you know, we have to get our exercise in during the show because the DVD's skipping. But, okay, so the ending, I'm not going to ruin the fantastic ending of Phantom Planet for you, but the ending shows, oh, this is just so funny. I almost forgot to laugh. Ha, ha, ha. The ending of this film has two words emblazoned across the screen in big white block 1961 lettering. And, you know, instead of saying the end, you know, at the end of films it always, almost always says the end, or very, very rarely, very not occasionally, it will say Fini, you know, F-I-N-I-S, meaning the end. Well, at the end of Phantom Planet, in big white block letters, the screen says, the beginning. Okay, whatever. I guess that's supposed to lead us to think that Earth is going to be invaded by aliens, or was in former incarnations, or will be from 1961 to the year 2017. That's 2017 that you humans are in now. That's the year you're in now. Oh, but I forgot. Almost forgot. But I hasten to remember. I turn to the north now and to the south, to the west and to the east, because I broadcast all over this granite blue planet, all the way to Australia. Oh, how I travel. I'm just... Miss X is just the world traveler on blogtalkradio.com. Miss X, with the listening base that I have, it does extend to New Zealand, Australia, China, all the places I would love to visit. Oh, Portugal. Those are just some of our listeners. We have listeners in all those countries. Brazil, Norway, Sweden. Yes, all over this sometimes oft crazy planet. And that's what we bring to you here. We figure out the crazy things that go on this planet. You know, let's talk about real world Phantom Planet. Because I know you're probably already bored by the 1961 movie Phantom Planet. So what about the real Phantom Planets out there? Phantom, and when I use the word phantom, I refer to planets that we think exist, but we're not sure. We really have no proof that they're really out there, such as the illustrious Planet X. Planet X, like Miss X, that would be considered a phantom planet. It hasn't been charted. It's not on your magical list along with Uranus, Jupiter. Oh, is Jupiter not one anymore? Pluto is no longer a planet. Poor, poor Pluto. What is it, a star, a planet? I don't know. I'm not having a little science lesson here tonight. I'm still trying to get the switchboard up, but it was up there because I know nobody listens to the show live. But we love you, even though you'd never listen live. You just don't. You just never have any live listeners. But on blogtalkradio.com, once you have the switchboard open, then people can call into the show. And we did have it open for about less than 2 minutes tonight, and we didn't have anyone call in. So if you want to look up Facebook Miss X Radio, you want to look at the Miss X Show or Night Out Radio with Miss X on Facebook. Is that the little page? There's like a fan page, Night Owls Radio. So just put that in when you go to Facebook. Just put in the search engine, put Night Owls Radio, and you'll see it come up. And then, you know, we'll finally get some people calling into the show. I'm the air almost 9 years. I have been on the air on blogtalkradio.com almost a decade. A decade of horror and monstery stuff. And still trying to get a national talk show gig. 9 years I've been waiting. I've been waiting. And if you're a listener to this show, maybe you know why I still am not nationally syndicated. 9 years, still not nationally syndicated. Woo! Listeners to Night Owls, I have a film recommendation for you, big time. Big time, because I've been finding these, like, old DVDs in the library, in the annals. In the dusty, and they are dusty, believe me, dusty annals of your human libraries. And they have some amazing films, such as, for some reason, they're just in there with the rest of the films. They're not classified by horror. One of them is Frankenstein, the Jane Seymour version. Oh, Miss X fell in love with Frankenstein, the Jane Seymour version. I think it came out in the 1970s. I want to say 1973. Where in this film, wherein Frankenstein magically has learned how to steer a ship and read a compass. So Frankenstein takes over the helm, steers the ship, while simultaneously reading a compass in a wild, chaotic ocean storm. It takes him up to the North Pole, freezes it out. He runs over there and he looks at the compass and he steers the ship in the direction of the North Pole. Just excellent. Just a really weird film. It's Frankenstein, the true story with Jane Seymour, 1973. Now, are you not feeling like yourself lately? Feeling a little bit out of sorts? Just not feeling like yourself? Well, it could be that Martians made a double of you. Yeah. That's what apparently happened in another really weird movie called Mars, the day Mars came to Earth or took over the Earth or something like that. You didn't tune in for that. You tuned in for Phantom Planet, where the aliens look human. Oh, it's another film where the aliens look like you humans. Perhaps that's because you evolved from aliens. And William, well, it's a possibility. Or vice versa. Oh, my. William Marshall is the director of the 1961 gem that Miss X presents to you tonight, Phantom Planet. Well, and if you know that, then you know more than me, which we already covered at the top of the show. We've already established that my listeners know a lot more about old schlocky science fiction classic horror monster movies than I do. And it's kind of a reverse Gulliver's Travels, because of course in Gulliver's Travels, the story of Gulliver and his travels, Gulliver is the huge human being and he comes to a land of very tiny small people. But in Phantom Planet, the astronaut comes to a land of very tiny puppet-like people. They don't look like puppets. What are you talking about? You know why they gave this description on here that they look like they're shrunk to the size of a puppet? They're not. They look nothing like puppets. They're not. No, they are not. I say they are not. They are not, sir. But the astronaut is shrunk to the size of a puppet. Okay, let's go with that. Shrunk to the size of a puppet. Not a brown beige wooden puppet. In Phantom Planet. That, my dears, is your midnight monster movie with Miss X. Get it, rent it, see it, because the weekend's almost over. But no, it's not. You still have another day to have a monstery fun weekend, just like you used to with all the late night horror hosts of old in the 70s and in the 80s and maybe in the 1960s. And until next time, remember, oh, keep looking for the Phantom Planets. Maybe they're out there. Keep looking up at the stars and the black night sky. They're beautiful. as they burn bright, the planets, the stars that we view from this planet called Earth. And until next time, in the words of the she-beast, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back.